On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU women's hockey team travels to Mankato this weekend. Molly Arola with us. Game tonight and tomorrow afternoon. How frustrating was last Saturday after you guys played so well last Friday against the Gophers?
Yeah, you know, it was a frustrating game. You know, we didn't come out to play like we wanted to, but, you know, we fought back hard. We didn't give up, so I guess that was our main goal, just fight to the end, and, you know, that's all we could do.
Going into the third period, what was said to the team by the coaching staff? What did the team say to themselves?
Yeah, you know, just what I said. You know, it was a tough deficit to get over, and all we could do was finish strong and, you know, work hard, and then hopefully get a good start for this weekend.
What can you learn about a game like that so it doesn't happen again?
Skate hard the first drop of the puck.
It's a good message. You've been on the fourth line. Everybody obviously wants to be a top-line player. Have you accepted your role, and what have you done to improve your game?
Yeah, you know, you don't know what to expect, so you just got to work hard every day and do what you can, and at the end of the day be able to say, you know what, I worked hard, I did what I could, and see what happens.
How do you think you and your line mates play together? How's the chemistry on that line?
Good. I think we're doing pretty good. You know, it's you know, I'm with a couple of freshmen, well, one of them, but yeah, I think we work together. You know, we get to know each other better each practice, so I think it's going pretty good.
Points are crucial, especially early, so you don't have to fight and scratch your way in the end of the year like you did last year. How important is 4 or 5 or even 6 points this weekend?
Oh, it's very critical. You know, we need these 6 points and to get us, you know, some energy going into the second half of the season.
You played high school hockey with a few of your teammates. You're related to Chris Peluso, I understand, who played here for the men. How much does it help that you've got teammates that you've played with before? How much did knowing someone who went to school here before and Chris make your decision to come here?
Yeah, you know, it helps a lot. You know, Erickson was here too, and I know she had a big influence on my decision here. And, you know, she's a great player. It's good to be back with her again. And, you know, it's good to have family here too. My first year, I had Chris here. Just good to have some support, and it's always nice to know someone.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.